Now, how did you meet Randy Travis?
Well, backtracking a little bit, around the time that I worked with Ray Price, I was working at the Nashville Palace. And Randy had just got his record deal with Warner Brothers. And so I'm working there. And Randy got signed and everything, started booking out. That was, remember when they would book acts into places on the road without bands, and the house bands would back them up and all that stuff? That's what he was doing. He was just beginning to get some records out and all that stuff, you know. So that's how I met up with him. And I'll tell you who else worked there after he left. Alan Jackson worked there some, and so did Ricky Van Shelton. And we would back those guys too, man. And all those guys are so nice. I mean, they're just really good cats, man. They're, you know,
yeah,
just fun to work with.
So recently, what's some of the recent things you've done?
Well, I've been lucky enough to get to record with this guy named Josh Turner.
Right.
He's really, really doing well.
Yeah,
right
he's
now.
Doing really well.
You know, that's really helped me.
Right, he has the number two song in the country, doesn't he?
The last single went number two.
Wow.
Sure did.
And what was that single?
Firecracker.
Wow, man. Do you write?
Do you know, I've been trying to write for 40 years and nothing comes out.
Right. You're saying you're...
I just ain't wired that way.
Yeah,
I wish I could. The songwriters, to me, they're the kings. The songwriters and the session players.
Well, I can tell you as a songwriter myself who I've had you've performed on songs I've written and many songs that I've produced, man. And, you know, when you're on a session, man, it goes to another level. It always has.
Wow.
No, it does,
Steve. That's awful nice of you to say. Well, I love songs and I love songwriters. I just like to hang around with songwriters.
Yeah.
They are different from anybody on the face of the earth. And to get to hang around with some of the ones I've got to hang around with since I've been here, it's a blessing. I mean, you know, it's just like they are the funniest people, man. You guys are, you know,
yeah,
it's funny. There's always something going on.
Well, pick one and tell me a story. Because I know you got a lot of them. Think of one of the songwriters that when you met him, something happened that you want to tell me a story about or something during the relationship.
Okay. You remember Tommy Collins?
Oh, sure. Of course, yeah.
Well, you know, he's no longer with us.
We lost Tommy.
Somebody called me to do some demos of theirs, and Tommy had co-written a couple of the things.
What year would this have been?
It ain't been that long ago. It'd been 11, 12 years ago, something uh-huh. like that. So I get there. I didn't know Tommy was going to be there. Well, you know, he's one of those guys you bow from the waist, you know, because, I mean, Tommy Collins, Leonard.
I hear you.
Merle Haggard song.
I'm with you.
And so Tommy's there, and he's sitting around, you know, and he was a really funny cat, real dry, though. He'd just say stuff. You wanted to listen to everything he said because it would be hilarious. He said, now, boys, we was fixing to listen to the first song, the work tape. He said, boys, he said, I didn't have time to write no standards today. So you just have to settle for regular old number ones.
I love that.
You know. You know, just.
Oh, that's hilarious, yeah, man. Yeah, that is hilarious. Yeah. So you've had, and you know, I mean, your playing has been on so much music, man. I know Kenny Chesney, you recorded with Kenny Chesney.
I did. That stuff, it's great. The album that I did, there's not a lot of steel guitar playing on it. I mean, you know, it's just some pad things and all that. But I'll tell you what, I was proud to be on it, man.
Oh, I bet you were.
He's a good guy, too. Of course, he was there. You know, sometimes you overdub on records and stuff, and the artist won't be there.
Right.
You know, Kenny came to the overdub session. He was really a nice guy. And, of course, Buddy Cannon, his producer, is an old friend of mine. You know, really nice guy, man, just. You know, I would miss the people more than I would anything else if I quit playing.
I understand the relationships.
Know, I love the people in the music business, man. They're just, you know, they're funny.
You've worked with a lot of producers, you know. Is there any of the producers that you feel have taught you something as a musician that, you know, that brought something out in you more so than another? Not to slide into the other ones, but is there anyone that was, as a producer, when you work with them, you they said things to you and you went to another level as a player?
Well, it's like what we was talking about a while ago. You know, it's I don't play on a large amount of records, you know, like some of the guys do.
But you play on a lot of music.
I do, I you know, but, I mean, you know, it's like you got this guy over here and this guy over here, and that's all they do all day, every day, is play on masters, you know, on hit records and stuff, you know. Well, I've never done that. I mean, I've been lucky enough to be on a lot of stuff, you know, but not, you know, not just day in and day out and all that. You know, there again, if somebody calls me to play on a record, they know what I sound like.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they're getting you because you're Steve Henson.
It's not a versatility thing. It's like I'm a pretty country player, you know? And it's the Josh Turner stuff, you know, that's pretty country stuff, really.
Yeah.
For today.
Right.
It's fairly country. It's real country.
Thank God.
It is, you know, it is, and thank God for it. And you know, because he's, you know, he's doing it.
Same with Keith Anderson.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I like Keith too, man. He's a good guy. That's fun stuff.
Yeah.
All that stuff. You know, the stuff that I do play on, it's you know, it, like I say, they go, we'll get Steve. This would be good for him to do, you know.
Right.
As opposed to get Steve, he can do anything, you know. They'll go, we're going to do this, and this is, you know, Steve does this. We'll use him, you know.
Yeah.
And that's cool, you know. I enjoy it. I enjoy it.
Yeah, it is cool. And it takes a long time to get to that point.
Well,
you know. It does get to the point where no one says to you, sound like this person or sound like that person.
Right,
they
right.
hire you well, based well, on your own musicianship.
They know I can't.
No, that ain't true, they, now. That ain't true.
But they do. They know what it is that I can do. And if they think it fits into what they're wanting to accomplish, you know, it works out. They'll call me and it works out.
Well, man, I appreciate you sitting with me, Steve.
Man, it's fun. I stuff like this generally makes me nervous, but you put me at ease. I appreciate it.
Well, I'm sure everybody's going to enjoy listening to it. And I want to thank Michael Holmes for the use of his studio for this interview. And travel safe out there, brother. And I'll be seeing you soon because I'm going to hire you to record. We've recorded 6 songs together in about a week.
That's right. That's
and
right.
I'm getting ready to play you one here as soon as we turn off these mics.
All right.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you. I appreciate it.